Welcome to Aromatic Chat, the podcast that introduces you to registered, clinical, and certified aromatherapists around the world. Every other week, my mom sits down with a different aromatherapist to learn about their aromatic journey and how they use essential oils in their lives and businesses. Aromatic Chat is produced by Lemon Balm Coaching, and my mom, Melissa, is your host. She is a master transformational coach and a registered aromatherapist.
Hey friends, welcome to podcast episode number 97, Aromatic Chat with Amy Robinson. Amy is a transformational holistic coach and practitioner who specializes in supporting strong women to release their unresolved chronic trauma using the power combination of essential oils and cognitive science. I think you're really going to enjoy hearing from Amy today, so let's get started. Amy, I am just thrilled that we get to talk today for this podcast episode because I've been watching you on Instagram and loving what you're putting out into the world and loving what you're doing because we're in the same space. We're both coaches and aromatherapists. I'm just so excited to have you here. I'm just fumbling over my words.
The feeling is mutual on so many levels. It's like you get twinsies, right?
Yes.
Like I feel like you're my twinsie. And
yes.
I'm fangirl.
Oh, yes. I love it because I have spoken with some of our aromatic giants. So I get that way and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I have to interview them. But you know, I set that aside. And just go. They're just people, right? I'm just a person.
Yeah, you are. And you're the coolest person. Like, it's awesome to be in this space with you. I feel honored and I thank you so much, Melissa.
I'm just so glad you're here. I cannot wait to hear your story. All of us aromatherapists, right? We come into aromatherapy usually because something has happened in our lives. Yeah. And I feel like those of us who have taken that step and gone to coaching, it's not that the story is bigger or better, but it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of transformation that has to happen to become a coach. So I want to hear like your personal story, not just how you came into aromatherapy, but like your healing journey, because people don't become coaches because they're perfect, right? We become coaches because we've got a lot of stuff that we dealt with on our own to get to this place where we can really truly help other people transform.
My healing journey really started in my early 20s. I had had a life of real chronic abuse, and it's not because my abuser didn't truly care and love me. It's just because they just didn't understand how to love me. And I was quite a different breed back then. I was a bit on the wild side. So it started with emotional and physical abuse. And then it ended up being sexual abuse. And it was something that it stopped as quickly as it started, but I became a fighter. The damage was already done. And I fought my way through life. And with my abuser, who was very, very close to me as a person. And so for a lot of years, I learned how to really mask my pain and my hurt. And I'm getting emotional when I think about this. And a side of me came out that I knew was not the true me that really affected me deeply. And for a lot of years, because I felt like I was the only one fighting for a voice, fighting for identity in a lot of ways, because that'd help, you know, that trauma does that. It strips you from it on so many levels. And, you know, it was in my family circle, there was so much trauma, it was transgenerational that I felt misaligned with them. And so that really was a lot of my teenage years, right? And so when I became 21, I became aware spiritually on so many levels, and that's helped me. Not saying that that was the full portion of my healing, but it was an instrumental portion of my healing. And I started to see things from a different perspective in a different light. And I felt accepted and loved from the one who matters the most. And that allowed me a safe space to start healing. So that was a real thing for me. And I started to really have to come to terms with my inner person and what kind of person I really wanted to be and present to the world. And at that time, I married the love of my life. I was a little older, 22. He also came from a broken past. So we came together in this incredibly passionate situation, but we both had healing to do. And so that started my journey. So I did a lot of personal cognitive work. That cognitive work, I bounced it off scripture and I pulled from scripture what I needed cognitively to help me. And then I would eat anything I could from anyone because I couldn't afford therapy at the time. I really couldn't. I was young. I didn't understand what therapy was. It was a bit of taboo. I didn't know what coaches were. And so I had to do it on my own. And I did it. And I overcame it. And then cognitively, I started reframing my own mind. And then I was introduced to aromatherapy and that blew my mind. So that's where that started in my journey, in my physical healing internally, the emotional healing, which also led to, you know, mind body balance. Mm-hmm. And that's where I am today.
Wow. I'm assuming we're about the same age, you know, just because we both have the gray hair thing going on. But like, we come from a generation where we didn't talk about stuff like that. You know, we didn't talk about mental health. We didn't talk about, and if you did go to therapy, like it wasn't just taboo. It was a stigma. Like there was really something wrong with you if you went to therapy. And I mean, there's something wrong with all of us. Let's be real. I mean, COVID really helped us see that.
Oh,
right?
COVID changed the world, Melissa.
On so many levels.
On so many levels. And if I may add, it's funny because you just triggered a memory. Because I was the one who acted out in my family, my mother didn't have the courage to stand up for things that she wanted to stand up and needed to stand up, but she couldn't protect me, right? She didn't feel she needed to protect me. So my abuser put me in therapy and he says, you have a problem. And so that was really hard for me. And so when I started to open up to my therapist, he pulled me out. So it was that type of mental and emotional anguish that I had to deal with. So even then, it just created a bad taste. It told me that I'm not safe with a therapist because somehow my abuser found out that I was having these conversations with my therapist. And so I thought, and that's not all therapists. There are good therapists out there, mm-hmm. but it really kept me closed. So yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing.
It's my pleasure. It really is. To help other people.
Well, and that's the thing. Our healing journey is the thing that lets other people know it's possible to heal from all of that baggage, emotional, physical, spiritual baggage. You can heal. So what drew you to aromatherapy? You said you were exposed to it, but like what drew you in? What made it the thing that you wanted to like really hang your hat on, right? Because that's what we've done. We've said, I'm a coach. I'm an aromatherapist. These are the things I do and who I am. What was it that drew you to aromatherapy?
I was exposed to it at 28 when I was pregnant with my son. And for the first time, because I wanted something, you know, children change our lives, right? They make us think outside ourselves, right? And
here I'm like, how in the world am I going to do this?
And I didn't always agree. I always had a thing at the time because I didn't understand it. But I was drew to holistic medicine. So a really dear friend of mine introduced me to lavender oil. I had never known. I'm like, what's lavender oil? She's like, it is so cool. So great. And she taught me how I could use it through my pregnancy. It worked because my son was rambunctious even in the womb. you know? So that really started to whet my appetite. And I am a very passionate learner. I love learning and I love leaning into new things and researching, right? So I started doing that. I started doing that then. And I started experimenting with aromatherapy, not truly understanding it. So there was this drawing to it. And the more I used it, the more it worked for me. And I had guidance along the way. I had people saying, hey, if you use this blend of oil, it's going to help you release triggers and memories. And you're going to cry. And you're going to feel really angry. And you're going to feel frustrated. So they kind of coached me along the way without being coaches. And so when I saw that and I felt that, I'm like, whoa, this is a whole different life here. And so that was about a 10 to 15 year period. Early in the pandemic, it had just happened. I've been using aromatherapy for years for myself. And I've always wanted to be an aromatherapist. But at the time, the investment wasn't something that I could reach. But, you know, it's one of those things when you pray about things and you work towards your prayer, like along with that, and you balance it and align it, things happen. Beautiful mentor, mutual friend of ours, Renee Hughes. I started creeping on Renee. But it wasn't for a while. It was about 5 years, actually. And this is kind of that between that 10 and 15 year period. So then when the pandemic happened, it opened up. A friend of mine, this is on the coaching realm. She's like, have you ever considered being a coach? Like, you would be amazing at it. I'm like, what? Because I was looking for a life change, especially, you know, in this pandemic just shook the whole world. It was like a tsunami that hit the earth. Like, it was just this type of wave that came. And we needed to survive it. And so how are we going to survive it emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that's when I leaned into coaching and I got educated in that, in life coaching, confidence coaching, cognitive behavioral coaching. And then once I was already established in doing that, I said, I need to do this. I need to fulfill my dream of becoming an aromatherapist. Because Melissa, do you understand what I mean when you say it's in your core as a person, the passion of understanding how essential oils work in our cellular level, even it just becomes a part of us. So that's how I got into it. And it's funny because I went through the Holistic Champion School, and what most people do in a year, I was able to accomplish in 6 months.
Because you're a what? A passionate learner.
I am insatiable when it comes to learning and researching. And if it's something I love, oh, watch out. We're done. Like, who's going to, let's do this. I will go, toe to toe. Yep. So, and it's funny because Renee actually laughed and she said, honey, you are are the one to go through all of your, like all of the work, the research paper, the case studies, the research paper, the final exam in the short time you did, you are the fastest learner I've had in my school. And I'm like, sorry, not sorry, you know? So, that started it, and that was it. And you know, it's taken me a couple of years to build my confidence in how to present myself. But maybe I overshared, but hey.
Oh, no, it's perfect. It's perfect. And you brought up, you know, going back to the whole creeping thing, humanity, that's what we do, right? And we talk about, we'll switch over to like business for a second. That's how businesses grow. We put out our message, and people watch. And I think a lot of people watch to see, is it real? Right. We have the Apple people, the ones that stand in line for 3 days to get the new phone.
My son.
And then you have people like me
who wait 5 years to watch a television show because I don't want to get caught up in the hype.
And that's what we do. We watch businesses. We watch business owners, especially when it comes to entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, because we want to make sure you're actually in it.
Yeah.
You're in it. And then I'll start commenting, and then I'll start reaching out. Right.
Yes. That's it. It's funny you say that, because one of my favorite books that I love, and you may have read it already, but it's Lighter by Young Pueblo. It's mm-hmm. such an amazing book. And he actually talked about intention and authenticity, that authenticity takes intention, and that doesn't happen overnight. And so it's true. Those of us like yourself, myself, those who are in the aromatherapy field that are passionate, they are truly authentic. They live their life passionately and authentically. And that takes time for people to trust and understand, because the world has just been through so much.
Right. Right. And like you said, like when you were younger, you didn't know what a coach was. I still don't think people know what coaches are. I feel like we're on the front end of that trend of, so we're like the educators right now, just trying to get people to understand what it is that we do.
Yes.
And then maybe 10, 15 years from now, it will be commonplace. But right now it's still new. Like aromatherapy, even though it's been around a long, you know, well, since the dawn of time, but as a modality, you know, for a few decades, people still don't really truly understand.
I agree.
What it is. So we're still in that education space where we're just like, this is what an aromatherapist is. This is what a coach does. This is what acupuncture does for people. Chiropractic, you know, just helping people just understand it, that it's not woo woo. It's not out there. You know, it's science. It's right here in front of you. Let's use it to be well. Let's
use it. That's it. That is it. And to have the courage to stand in this realm and say, no, this is absolutely valid, incredibly powerful integrative medicine. Like this is a valid way of healing your heart, your soul, your inner person, because when when our mind and body are balanced, our whole, everything about us is healthy. We may not be perfect. Perfection's not part of the package for any of us.
Perfection doesn't exist.
That's one of the things that I really at the core with my clients, like, let it go, man. It's all about letting go, because there's so much beauty in our imperfection, and we can help and heal ourselves on so many levels. And that's empowering.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Incredible. So tell us a little bit about your practice. Like, who is it that you work with? Who's your, for lack of, you know, or for marketing terms, your client avatar?
Me. My person is me. And as I evolve and grow, it's still me. So when I first started my business and my practice, it was those whose voice was a little shaky and didn't know how to stand into their own. So as a whole, my community is women who are just becoming aware of how deep their unresolved trauma is, and chronic and complex trauma, complex PTSD, even some with undiagnosed narcissistic tendencies, even, or those who may, because of their situation, and because really all a narcissist is somebody who's been so severely broken as a person that their brain just doesn't work like everybody else's.
Thank you for that. My intuitive gift is knowing. Like, I just know things. It's really weird. Like, I just know things. And
intuition's strong.
I've seen that. Like, I can look at that person who is narcissist, or even so you've got the narcissist, and then you've got histrionic personality disorder. It's like a narcissist on steroids. And I can see that person, and like actually, like in my mind's eye, see the child, the broken child, and it's all protection.
That's it.
All protection. Oh my gosh.
That's all it is. Oh, Melissa, that's heavy. What a beautiful, beautiful perspective. So what I hear is you see things like Jesus did.
Well, I would like to think that. I mean, definitely, definitely not, you know, standing up in a pulpit on Sunday morning by any stretch of the imagination, but like seeing people as they really truly are. And I have this, I have this theory that I'll share with you. I think before we embark on our healing journey, mm-hmm. that we are the exact opposite of who we think we are. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, I thought I was this, you know, rigid, got to follow the rules by the book, you know, and I killed myself. I almost killed myself being that way. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, you know, providence, it'll happen when it happens. I'm not going to stress over it. Oh, it's the strangest thing.
It's beautiful.
And I never considered myself intuitive. I never considered myself empathetic, but like people are calling me that now. And I'm like, okay, then look what Jesus has done. Look what he has done, because who I thought I was is not who he designed me to be. And it was the trauma that made me think that's who I was, because it was protection. Yeah. I had to protect myself. Nobody else was protecting me. I had to protect me.
This mm-hmm. is exactly it. When you can see the inner child of another person, he has taught us to do that.
Girl, I'm telling you.
It's beautiful. You said something that was so profound. Can we create awareness that empathy is intentional and it needs to break barriers mm-hmm. in that. Like when we can look at somebody who, and here's another level of what you were saying too, that I, correct me if I'm wrong, but we come from such a history and a culture of status and labels and, you know, technicalities, because the world's history is traumatized as a whole. I don't know a person who's never been traumatized. It's just imperfection, right?
Right.
And so when we are in that realm, we tend to pull from our society and environment, and then we become that way. But then as we start to heal, we shed that and we become this empathetic person, this person who sees others for who they really are. And there's so much courage and strength in that. Can we just create awareness to just stop with the labels already? Stop with the labels. Like, you know, yeah, there's a person, there's a narcissist. And it's necessary for us to understand. We need labels to understand. But what happens sometimes is we use labels to define mm-hmm. and create identity around a person. Mm-hmm. And so going back to the original point when I was talking about my clients, some of them may have those qualities in them, but I would never label them as that, because that's not who they are at the core.
Right.
They can grow. I've seen it in my work that they grow empathy. They learn empathy because they're guided in empathy. And I think that's what we do, Melissa, as coaches. We coach people to live authentically.
I'm loving this conversation. So what are you working on right now, Amy, that's got you really excited?
Oh, so my newest passion is my healing community. I actually have a healing community that I work within. And, you know, some people would say it's group coaching. It's not group coaching. It's a community of women who come into a platform, Telegram, and they come in, and they come in at the stage that they're in. It's almost like the creeper thing, right? They come in and
listen. Yeah. Watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I show up twice a week, Mondays and Tuesdays. Mondays, aromatherapy tips and coaching. And Tuesdays is cognitive coaching. And they come in and they binge on my content and they binge on that. And I interact with them. And these women are healing. All they needed was to step into a an area that they felt safe in, and they're just growing exponentially from it. And they're helping each other because I have very strong guidelines, very strong, very tight guidelines that they have to say yes to. I'm very big on privacy, confidentiality. It's joining women together from all over, and they're healing in that way. And I think that's really a beautiful thing. And that's more like generalized coaching. And then in aromatherapy, I think you and I are in it. This summit that's happening, that's going to be a fun project.
What we're talking about is the herbs and essential oils experience hosted by your mentor, Renee Hughes.
That is going to be my new passion. I'm so excited about it.
So the mission of the podcast is for people to find you, to people to connect with you and be a part of what you're doing. So how can people connect with you, maybe join your community? Like, how do they do that?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey friends, if you're an aromatherapist, here's something really important that you may not have been taught in aromatherapy school. Connecting with other professional aromatherapists is really important to the health of your practice. Why? Because our brains are designed for connection. Connection, team, clan, tribe, core group, no matter what you call it, it's about survival. When you are isolated, it's easy to become discouraged and feel like nothing you're doing really matters. But when you're connected and part of a larger group focused on the same goal, you're energized, and maybe you even feel invincible. Well, coming up September 26th through 28th, you have a chance to be a part of a community of aromatherapists at the Aromatics in Action International Conference, Embracing and Composing Sustainable Aromatics in Nashville, Tennessee, USA, brought to you by the Alliance of International Aromatherapists. The AIA is bringing together industry leaders and educators, as well as exhibitors, at their first post-pandemic in-person conference. There will also be on-demand sessions to add more learning opportunities and continuing education. I invite you to visit alliance-aromatherapist.org and sign up today. That's alliance-aromatherapist.org, or visit the link in the show notes and sign up today to join the AIA and be a part of the tribe.
Well, my primary platform is Instagram. So at Wellness Chick Coaching is really where you can get a feel for me and who I am and what I do as a person. And then, of course, there's links in bio there. I do have a generalized, I have landing pages on there of the things that I'm promoting. So as much as I do a whole well-rounded cognitive and aromatherapy coaching, I also section it off. So if you need just aromatherapy or aromatic support, I do have options for that in my bio, as well as my healing community, which is an overall, community for those who are just starting their journey. Or, you know, more of my clientele now is I need this and I got to do the work. And they're, you know, so they've evolved as a client. So I have women of different levels that are in that community. So they can find all that at Wellness Chick Coaching on Instagram. And I have all my other platforms, but that's where I am primarily.
Incredible. So where are you now in your business and in your healing journey? Because we've talked a lot about the past, but where are you now?
Oh, such a good question. In my business, I am just getting into my, I want to say 4 year, 3 year. I'm going into 4 years. So I'm in a different place now. I am in this hold space place where I'm opening up and expanding myself as a person and as a coach, where I can do more. And I want to reach out more, especially in the aromatherapy community. It's taken me a while to do that. So in my business, I am aligning. I'm in the process of aligning myself to where I want to be long term and holding space for my clients, but also holding space for my own growth as a person. So I do not fill my calendar with clients. I choose not to do that because I want to be authentic with every single person I work with. And so my clientele, so that they understand I'm here for you, so that I hold space for them, but I also hold space for my own growth and in my journey. And in my journey, management, healing management, we've just moved. We've uprooted ourselves from our home country, Atlanta, from Atlanta, Georgia, our home, and a place we love to come here. And so there's grieving involved. My son is starting to, you know, fly on his own, literally fly. He is becoming a flight attendant for Delta. So for him, he's living his life. So there's grief there. So I have to work on that. So I have to hold space for that. So I'm very intentional about keeping my healing management where it needs to be so that I can be my best self in my business, in my life, and in my growth.
So where are you now? Because you said you left Atlanta. Where are you now?
We are living in Playa del Carmen, Mexico.
Oh, how terrible for you.
I know, right? Oh, it's such a drag.
What made that shift happen?
Well, we wanted work-life balance, more life, less work, right? More intentional work. And we belong to a really beautiful spiritual community here.
Amazing.
And we volunteer full time. And so for us, it's beautiful. We love meeting people from all over the world all the time and spending time with them and getting to know them. And so, that was our pull. And we're empty nesters now.
Why not?
Why not?
Right? Why not? Exactly. Why not? So who is it that's inspiring to you? I mean, I know people are going to hear your journey and people are going to be inspired, but who is it that's inspiring to you?
It sounds cliche. My clients, they inspire me so deeply to see them become whole as a person when they're so broken. It's so inspiring. Those of you in my community, like you inspire me so much to be authentic and real and to be content. You have this ability, Melissa, to be who you are and present who you are. And immediately when I met you, and I was like, I was just I fangirled you from that moment on. And I'm like, she's truly authentic. She's real as a person. And so for me, authenticity and true vulnerability is so inspiring. So many like yourself who have had the courage to step out of the person who they thought they were and going to have to be the rest of their life into this incredibly beautiful person who has just evolved and can be a spearheader in the world. I think that's beautiful. So yeah, that inspires me. It sounds cliche, but I truly from the innermost parts of me believe and feel that. But yeah, my clients and you, friend.
As we come down to the end of our time, like, what are some final words that you would have for the listeners?
Can I read it to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Young Pueblo says it best. He says, let go more than once. Let go when an old pattern wants to drag you back into the past. Let go when narratives run wild in your mind. Let go every time you try to cause yourself extra trouble. There is healing in repetition. Soon, peace will feel familiar.
Well, Amy, I'm so thankful that you said yes to coming onto the podcast. And I know you said at the beginning you still feel like a newbie, but you know, you went through the process to become certified. So you're a member of our community, period. That's how it is, right?
Thank you for saying that. You have no idea how much I needed to hear that.
And you know, we all have our own stories. We all have our own paths and we're all at different levels. And that's what makes, I think, our community so special and so unique is that we all have a voice. We all have a story to share. You know, I just think it's wonderful. I think you're amazing. If you guys don't follow the Wellness Chick Coach over on Instagram, you need to.
Thank you. Thank you, friend.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Amy Robinson. Be sure to follow Wellness Chick Coaching over on Instagram.
Would you be open to leaving a review on Apple Podcasts? I love reading your thoughts about the show. Just listen to what Silly Sweetie had to say. I love Melissa's sweet ways and excellent information. As a certified professional level aromatherapist, I am loving Melissa's podcast. Melissa has a talent for asking the right questions, sharing just enough of her own thoughts, and providing a balanced interview. Her guests are interesting and knowledgeable. If you love aromatherapy and want to learn more, get some different viewpoints, and be entertained, listen in. Thank you so much, Silly Sweetie, for that amazing podcast review. Aromatic Chat is produced by Lemon Balm Coaching. I'm your host, Melissa, life and wellness coach for the broken, exhausted, hopeless, and overwhelmed. I am a master transformational coach, registered aromatherapist, and certified body code practitioner. I will see you next time with our next episode. Until then, peace, love, and aromatics. Hey friends, I want to introduce you to Blend Precisely, the software business toolkit for aromatherapists, herbalists, and formulators. When I first started out as a practitioner, I used spreadsheets, Word documents, my calculator, all of my safety books, and that was before I ever opened up a single bottle of essential oil to create a blend. Seriously, it took at least 20 to 30 minutes for every single blend that I made for my clients or my family. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or you're just starting out, Blend Precisely will take the guessing out of the safety issues and let you focus on creating beautiful blends with ease. No more using multiple different programs to get your blends ready to go safely and effectively. Everything is calculated for you inside Blend Precisely. Dilution, percentages, chakras, perfumery notes, pricing, milliliters, ounces, grams, and more. Blend Precisely incorporates Tisserand's safety information so you never have a question again. There's no more guessing. One toolkit for everything. The best part about Blend Precisely is that it's not just a program that you sign up to use and then have no support. There is constant support from the creators, Katrin and Seth Burkholz. They have videos every week on their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and they even have a Facebook group for members of their community. I want you to know that Blend Precisely has a 14-day free trial. I suggest that you sign up for the trial, pull out some of your favorite blends and input them into the program and see what happens. Maybe even create a few new ones. Maybe even create some stock blends and see how Blend Precisely can support you in your aromatic life and business. I'm sharing with you my affiliate link to try out Blend Precisely risk-free for 14 days. Just click on the link to check out the software business toolkit for aromatherapists, herbalists, and formulators. And then use this toolkit to blend precisely.